Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
For listening to another episode of the Secret to Success podcast. We strive to bring you the top leaders in their industries so you can learn their secrets to success, so you can grow and build your businesses, be prosperous, and live the dreams that you are so looking to live. If you have any questions, please feel free to email us at info@theatsjr.com. For more information about the ATSJR companies, and to find out more about how to live your dreams and reach that middle class exit and live the life that you were supposed to live. Freedom is abundance, and abundance is freedom. Let's all go live it. Thank you again for joining us for another episode of the Secret to Success podcast.
All right, got Dakota back. Now, Dakota, we were just talking offline. I literally just landed in Columbus, Ohio, and I'm going to do some deals while I'm out. That's the reason I'm out here. So with your shoe company, which is far more than the shoe company, you're going to have to strike deals with people, and you are going to have to seal these deals as well as create deals with the right people. You got me?
Yes, sir.
I call them strategic alliances, and I want you to I want you to consider strategic alliances now. I'm going to tell you where I got this from, and then I want you, your homework is going to be to read the book, and I'm going to go over a few well, the main meat of it while we on the phone. Fair enough?
Sure.
Cool. Name of the book is called New Brand World. It is by...
Can you repeat one more time?
Yeah, New Brand World by Scott Bedbury. New Brand World. He is the person who took Nike to the number one shoe company in the world. They were the number three shoe company in America at the time. Not the world, but America. Took them to number one, then left at the height of that, and then took Starbucks to the number one coffee company in the world. And he writes a world on writes a book on marketing and branding.
Yeah, I got that now.
Yes, sir. Book is amazing. I first stumbled across this book in 2012. It was published in 2002. It is still relevant. Okay. I stumbled across this book in 2012 when I was becoming who I am. I was, let's see. Yeah, I was becoming who I am. I was unknown, but I knew I had something good. And I read this section of the book called Strategic Alliances, and it blew my socks off. Blew my socks off. So let's go over it. There's six steps to strategic alliances. And the reason he stresses, yes, six steps, give them all to you. Reason he's, I don't think the numbers really matter why, but, well, I think he calls them strategic partnerships in the book, if I'm not mistaken. I call them strategic alliances, but I think it's strategic partnerships. Now, number one, well, tell us the name of your company.
My company's name is Luminous Footgear.
All right, Luminous Footgear?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, I knew it. I just wanted to say it twice because, you know, you're gonna, it'd be heard around the world by millions of people on the podcast. So I figured you want to plug your name again. Number one,
sure.
In the mind of Luminous Footgear customers, well, I'm sorry, in the mind of our customers, that's what you're going to put, in the mind of our customers, will this alliance weaken the brand of Luminous Footgear?
All right, you get that one more time so I make sure I get everything correct.
No, I got you. In the mind of our customers.
Yes, sir.
Will this alliance weaken the brand of Luminous Footgear?
He said, will it weaken it?
Will it weaken the brand of Luminous Footgear? This is questions you need to ask yourself before you attach yourself to somebody. In the mind of our customers, does my attachment to this person, this company, this mall, this store, does it weaken the brand of Luminous Footgear?
Okay, I got that first one.
All right, good. Now, this is the guy who made the Just Do It campaign. The Just Do It campaign came out before you were born, and it's still relevant today. It's powerful, right? Super powerful.
Yes, sir.
All right, number two. Will we have adequate control? Will we have adequate control? Adequate control over how our brand will be used and displayed. Over how our brand will be used and displayed.
I Got them.
All right. Number three, what is the long-term benefit of merging with this company? Now, well, with that company, right? The other company. What is the long-term benefit of merging with this company? What is the long-term benefit of merging with this company?
Got that one too.
All right, number four. What is the purpose of the co-branding venture? And then put a period. I got another sentence to do. I mean, put a question mark. I got another sentence to answer this. What is the purpose of the co-branding venture?
And what's the word co-branding?
Co-branding venture, V-E-N-T-U-R-E.
Gotcha.
What is the purpose of the co-branding venture? Is it to open new markets or to create a new product? Is it to open new markets or is it to create a new product? That's very important.
I got that one also.
Cool. All right. Number five. What defines the measure of success for the joint venture? What defines the measure of success for the joint venture?
For the joint venture?
Yeah, for the joint venture.
Okay, got that one.
All right, and last one. What is the exit strategy? Question mark. I want to say more after this. What is the exit strategy?
What is the exit strategy?
If the alliance is hurting Luminous Footgear, how soon can we get out and at what cost?
How soon can we get out?
And at what cost?
What? Okay, I have all of those.
Good stuff. All right. This, I to this day, I still follow this. To this day, there's an A-list celebrity that I'm out here to meet. I won't mention, their name, but I'm in control. Do you understand what I'm saying? I got
to meet me
because I make more money. It's my brand. They need me. I don't need them. That doesn't mean that I shouldn't connect or do a strategic alliance. It's not arrogance, right? Just because you don't need someone in that manner doesn't mean that they are useless or something similar or something that's arrogant, right? This isn't meant to be arrogant, but you know your power.
Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
I didn't cut y'all, but at the end, can I go through each of these six and see?
Oh yeah, we finna dissect them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha. We finna dissect them real good. Now, the reason I'm stressing this to you. We're gonna dissect them, but we're gonna use me to do so. I'm in power. And I don't mean that as abusive power. I mean, I built this. This means that I stand the most risk because you can hurt my brand. In this case, it's I don't need the brand of the celebrity. I need the access the celebrity has to celebrities' clientele with influence and the influence they have. Are you following what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
Okay.
What's the word? I said pulled on, like, and yeah, gave me the right word for it.
Leverage. I need the leverage they have over their own clients.
Gotcha.
Okay. And they are currently not making money off their clients the way they would like to. But with me, I can revitalize all their dead clients, which is plenty. And then put them on a monthly retainer. So let's process this information real quick. They have more of a one and done product. Like, I'm not sure, like maybe get your engine changed. Okay. You get your engine changed, you pay $2,000 and you go. Now, once people have paid $2,000, that's it. You got your money one time.
I write how I talk. I'm an extremely bubbly person, and I love the words amazing, awesome, and great, and I use a lot of exclamation points. Grammarly is a digital writing assistant that helps more than 20 million people put their best words forward. Signing up for a Grammarly account is free and gives you real-time spelling and grammar checks as you write. And it works where you work so you can communicate with clarity and confidence on every platform. If you want deeper insights on your writing, Grammarly Premium gives you advanced feedback on tone, word choice, punctuation, and more. I find myself relying on Grammarly now because it shows me when I'm using awesome or great or amazing so many times. It helps me pull back and not use them so much. And I love that because it'll underline the word for me and it'll give me a suggestion on a better way to use a word. Grammarly Premium helps you write like a pro with advanced real-time feedback. You can level up your writing for work, school, or even in personal projects. And it's a perfect writing tool for anyone who wants to stand out with every word. Get 20% off Grammarly Premium when you sign up at grammarly.com/success.
Hey, everybody. Just as Deanna said, this is amazing. I want to give you a tip with Grammarly that I've been using for the last couple of years. So as an author, I typically self-publish most of my writings in the first place, and I pay for Grammarly. And Grammarly has this amazing ability to catch not just grammatical errors, but sentence structure and all sorts of stuff. So to be honest with you, instead of paying for an editor to edit my book, I literally use Grammarly as an editor and put out my books. How cool is that? So if you're talking about taking your personal brand to the next level, I strongly consider Grammarly. And hey, they didn't tell me to say this, but I'm telling you to tell you to say this. You can use Grammarly as an editor for all your self-published books. Pretty cool, right?
That's 20% off Grammarly Premium at grammarly.com/success. GRAMMARLY.com/success.
And now, there's not really nothing you can do about it unless someone just breaks down again. This person is super famous. This is definitely A-list. I would classify myself as a C-list celebrity, but they're most certainly A-list. Most certainly A-list. But I have more money than most A-list celebrities and rapidly rising. Now, to think about this for a second, I'm taking you backwards with the exit strategy. That's what made me bring this up. When I sit down with said people and representatives, I'm going to go in knowing what my exit strategy is. You got me?
Yes, sir.
I want to know if you do this or any of this, if you hurt my brand at any cost, I back out.
Mm-hmm.
I back out. You lose thousands or millions of dollars, depends on what you do. And I back out at no cost to me. And I just might keep your people because I'm treating them well. You understand what I'm saying?
50%.
All right, so let's start at number one. All right, so I did that because number six has a lot to it. Number one, in the mind of our customers, will this alliance weaken my company? You just aligned with someone at the mall, right?
Yes, sir.
Did that make your brand look stronger or weaker?
Stronger, because I'm getting, okay, because I leveled up somewhere that I wasn't at first. I'm getting more traffic and more clientele.
Exactly. And now you're in the mall is what, right? Like your regular customer is saying, holy crap, kid's in the mall. He's got a store. You get it?
Yes, sir. I'm actually here right now.
Okay, you're here right now. Okay, then. Okay, well, do you got time? Could I just,
yes, sir. I got
it. Okay, good. All right, so you're there right now. Boom. Now, so of course that works. Like, your current place was a good strategic alliance, and I'm going to show you something here in a second. So in the mind of your customers, all it did was make you stronger. So if you can say, if the trick with these questions is, if you say yes, if you say no, like if any of these questions is in the negative, you got to pull out. You don't, and hear me very well, man. You don't say, oh yeah, this is good, but number three isn't, and do it. If you can't have 100 on each one of these questions, you never do it. You wait until another opportunity.
So don't get iffy about it.
No. Most people in your position, they're going to jump on opportunity. You don't jump on opportunities. You jump on profitable opportunities. That's the difference between you and them. That's how you got hooked up with me. You get it?
Yes, sir.
All right. In the mind of our customers, in the mind of Luminous Footgear customers, me being at the mall was a good look. Good job. No problem. Number two, will Luminous Footgear have adequate control over how our brand is used and displayed? Do you?
I think I have 100% adequate control.
Then that's a yes. And you continue to move forward, right? If you got 100%,
I was saying, can you like kind of explain that work there for me a little more?
Sure, will. Let's take it out of you now. Let's put it into me. Let's put it back to me because I can take the heat. Let's say I attach to, let's go back to the same celebrity. Let's go back to the same celebrity. All right, the same celebrity would have to take my brand and present it to their people. Got me?
Yes,
ain't no way in hell I'm going to let that happen. Tell me why.
They might not edify you?
That's right. They're not going to edify me. They're not going to present me well. If, not saying celebrities have ego, but if it does, it's not going to come off right. If he's humble, still not gonna, he or she is humble, still not gonna come off right. But then how they gonna explain something that they don't know? They don't take my classes. I made them money. You know, I have multiple celebrities I made money for. They don't know what I know. That's how I know this person and this company, because I'm the one that made them a lot of money, right?
Right.
So if they can't do what I do, how are they going to pitch what I do? I'm not saying they can't, but would you risk a deal over someone that does not explain your product?
No, I wouldn't want to risk it.
Exactly. So that means I have to teach her or him how to explain my product. You get it? Okay. So the best way for me to teach is to take most of that out of their hands. That means I need to be shooting a commercial, right? Or having some animation videos. You get it? You see what I'm saying now? I want to control how they present my brand by taking any mistakes out of it that they can possibly say. When someone asks a question, when someone say, well, tell me more. Do I need them to explain more? Or do I need them to call my team?
To call.
Exactly, exactly, right? You get it? Even with you in the network, I have y'all call your upline, right? Because you don't know the brand yet. Now, you're good enough to present on your own, but how do we do it at first?
Yeah, I was really just basically, I didn't have as much control at first. Like I said, I was presenting to the upline. I don't.
Yeah, exactly. Take your time, man. Don't miss no money. I could wait while you get your money.
I was just talking to a couple people. I have somebody coming like probably 20 minutes. But I'll let you know when they call. Like, I'm good.
Okay. Okay, cool. We're almost done anyway. But yeah, but as soon as they come, though, you just go ahead and the whole world get to hear how you make your pitch. That's all that is. And we never stop at a money. You want to control how your brand is. Let's say you're at a concert and you're selling Luminous footgear stuff. Man, do you want them to put on a cardboard piece of paper Luminous footgear, or do you want to have big signage up?
Big sign.
Exactly. Let's say you're at a festival. Like, you want your brand to be presented in the proper environment that makes your brand look good. Period.
You want to pretty much embellish it pretty good.
Yes, because presentation is everything.
You got that.
Get it? Yeah, presentation is everything, man. Everything. Good. And there's many, we can come up with countless more examples, countless more. But that's what you want to do. That's what you want to do. When someone wears your Luminous footgear shirt, do you want them to be next to you? Do you want them to be next to some sex trafficking ring while wearing your shirt?
Nah.
Exactly, right? You get it? There's so many different implications from this. Do you want someone to get arrested for dog fighting with Luminous foot gear all around?
Negative look.
What? That would be super negative, right? Exactly. Number three. What's the long-term benefit? So you ask yourself, well, man, listen, if you got all the control.
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's going to scare me or make me mad at another people group.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger
and how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
Antonio, why would you, I don't get why you would do that, that's crazy. But I get it, but I don't get it. Well, let's go. Let's take it back to me. The long-term ramifications for me to get to this person is to have people of their demographic become
my main or one of my major audiences. Get it?
Okay, can you put that for me one more time?
Yeah, I want their demographic. I want their demographic, which is mostly professional white women.
Is it?
To be part, to be my main audience. Although I have plenty of professional white women. You can't never have enough. You get it?
Yeah.
Their audience also, their audience also likes a certain genre. They're part of a certain genre. They're part of the self-help genre.
Gotcha. Like, if you don't mind, like kind of touch upon it just a little bit so I can see like a little image of it.
Oh yeah, sure. Let's see. Let's say I want it. Let's get somebody good. Let's say Raven Simone. Okay. Disney Channel, Raven Simone. Got me?
Yeah, gotcha.
Let's say I pitch a deal with Raven Simone. Now, what I'm doing is I know she has 10 to 25-year-olds on deck. That's who follow her. You get it?
You got it.
So I would pitch her, even though I'm in full control, right? I would pitch her. Because I want the 10 to 25-year-olds to be loyal to me, to have allegiance to me, to have like for me, and she has access to them.
Let me see. So basically,
I don't have them in my audience.
Kind of see, can I visualize it like in? I love visualizing stuff in sports or like
okay
like
okay.
I love music
sports
too.
Is good. Sports is good. So I got you. Ohio State football fans.
Gotcha.
All right. You pitch the president of the Ohio State football and have him wear your brand and the team. Now guess who you got? You got
Ohio
Stronghold
State.
In Columbus, because that's where Ohio State is at, right? Stronghold. And you got all college students. And then every time they're on national TV, you got all college football fans, which are different kind of fans. Do you currently have college football fans buying from you now?
Yes.
Okay, good. So now, since
you
currently have... Yeah. So now that you got college football fans right now you're going to get more of them because they match your audience, you see? The same way this celebrity matches my audience, I want more of it.
Yes, sir.
There you go. Definitely one more. Same thing with you. And then you can get Lil Wayne, right? Now you got a hip hop audience.
Gotcha.
Yeah, buddy. That's what you do. So you want to be thinking, man, what's the long term benefits? The long term benefits here is I want a stronghold in this. That's just one example. Long term benefits for the long term benefit or Kanye West hooking up with Joel Osteen was Joel Osteen's crowd would be accepting to Kanye West's change, and now they would go get his album and, you know, support his next album. You get it? Joel Osteen got street cred, didn't he?
Street credit.
Yeah. Heck yeah, he did. Yeah. Joel Osteen got street credit.
Kanye had the ear of the streets.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Now I'm not telling you these two gentlemen had ulterior motives. I am telling you though that every action has a side effect, and these would be the side effect of those actions. Got me?
Yes, sir.
Cool. All right. So what is the purpose of co-branding this venture? This is number four. Now you need to know, this is why I said this was important. Are you trying to get new people? Because that's all we've been talking about so far. Or are you trying to create a new product? And I'll explain to you how. You go back and you take your Ohio State. That's new people, right?
Yes.
But what if you get signed by Nike? Now that's new product. Because now you can make better shoes. You can actually make your own shoes.
Yeah, I get it.
You get it? Plus, that's distribution.
Get it.
There you go. It's distribution. Good. So you just need to know, am I getting new people or am I getting new products? Number five, what defines your measure of success? Me, money. Right now, this deal is all about money. The deal that I want to do is all about getting to it. I will find this deal successful when this deal raises for profit for me, okay? Profit for me, the company, not what I pay out, the company, $1 million a month. That's my goal. From one person. So it pays me to be nice, right?
Yes, sir.
Even though I got all the power, does it pay me to act like I got it?
No.
You don't treat people like that. You don't treat people like that. If I go in there and act like, you know, a tool, I deserve to be treated like one. You get it? People are people. Good. Yeah. So that's my measure. Now, what was your measure of success for hooking up with the mall?
Mine is. Mr. Tony, wait 1 second, right quick, okay?
Take your time, man. Go get your money.
Yeah, 1 second.
All right, so he's going to get his money. So what I'll do, instead of editing this out, I'll talk to y'all. You should be going over these six steps. Right now we're on number five. And in that number five-ness, we're talking about what defines the measure of success for your joint venture. All the time, it's not about money. You know, prestige. When he got to the mall, he also got prestige. Prestige is a really big deal. Like, think about this for a second. The Los Angeles Lakers don't really need more money. They did not get into partnership with LeBron James as of this recording. This is his second year with the Lakers. They didn't get with LeBron James to make more money. That wasn't the point. They're already making plenty of money. The brand of the Los Angeles Lakers is about being the best. World class, constantly winning over and over. So we are something different, like the New York Yankees or something, right? So LeBron, when he signed with the Los Angeles Lakers, was expected to win a championship. Now, they'll downplay that in the media, but that just won't be true. Because the Los Angeles Lakers wants championships. No different than the Los Angeles Clippers. The Los Angeles Clippers, they make money. I'm sure they want more money. But they signed Kawhi Leonard after this recording. This is his first season there. And Paul George. Not for money. To not be the little brother in Los Angeles. Prestige. Nothing would make them more happier than to knock off the Los Angeles Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. I promise you that. And then go on to win the championship. It'd even be a small victory for them if they knock off the Western Conference, or knock off the Lakers championship, and then lose, even though that's going to really, really suck for them. They'll at least be able to say, we beat y'all, though, with LeBron. Now, all measures of success aren't about money. Every now and then, it is about showing people you're the best. And that, a lot of times, has a lot to do with money. Other times, has very little to do with money. But to constantly let people know you're the best, that's an air of prestige that people would like in their organizations. Hopefully that helped y'all out while we wait back for him. Let's see what else can I think of to bring value to you. The exit strategy, so we're going to talk about that. The exit strategy is no doubt important. You definitely want the exit strategy to bless you all. Make sure you get out of deals when you're supposed to. Always get out of deals before you're supposed to, because, I mean, yeah, before things get bad. You don't want to take down your brand. Never. Never, ever, ever. Don't take down your brand. Don't take down your brand. Whatever you do. Always know where you're going, and always know who to attach yourself to. And just keep in mind, this isn't about, I'm not even sure how to get to this. This is just mostly about you understanding that you can't just attach yourself to anybody. Don't attach yourself to anybody. That's not how you do business. Not at all. Not how you do business. Cool. Let's sit there. We'll wait for him to come back.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yep, I'm here.
Yes, I'm back. My bad.
Oh, no, man. It ain't a problem, man. You get your money, man. Did you make the sale?
Yes, sir. I made the sale on apparel. I did a full custom. No. I did, I did a half custom. My bad. A half custom.
Good job, man. Good job.
Yes, sir.
Well, the last thing we were talking about was actually while you were gone, I was talking to the audience and I was telling them how the Los Angeles Lakers don't need money. So when you talk about what defines a measure of success for joint venture, the Los Angeles Lakers didn't get in partnership with LeBron James for money. They got in partnership with LeBron James for prestige because they're used to being the world's best, world class. Right, so it's not always about money. I have some partnerships to where it's just simply about, look at me with this person. That's more than the money. More than the money. All right, the last one is the exit strategy, and I kind of already explained that. Just make sure that even now you have a peaceful transition out of the mall where you are now. Right, a peaceful transition. And so, but you got to do this mutually beneficial, though. And the person you're attached to needs a mutual transition, too. Right? You can't have your exit strategy. Like, you always want to be kind to people. You always want to make sure that when you take care of you, you also take care of them. So both of you, like, if you start hurting their brand, right, then you want to do that. Then they would need to exit from you. This is why, if I were you, whatever product they have in between your stuff, your customers, I would help them pass out flyers and stuff, right? Always keep people wanting your presence. Always keep people needing you. As long as they need you, they won't get rid of you. Get me?
You want them to want your energy.
That's right. At all times. all times. It's actually called the number one rule of power, which maybe we'll talk about one day. Never outshine the master. Never outshine the master. It's the number one rule of power. You never want to get next to the master and then outshine them. It's the fastest way to get killed. There you go, brother. That's all I got for you. We'll wrap this one up. I know we normally, Diana just texted me and said we're supposed to be doing it tomorrow, but it looks like the universe wanted us to do it today because I thought it was today.
Good.
There you go. All right, man. Well, we'll skip tomorrow, and there's your session for the day. In the meantime, keep getting this money. I know you got Diana excited. Sure. We'll see you soon.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Take care.
All right.
I'm not sure if you already know this, but you're already absolutely perfect. You're already absolutely great, and you're already living in massive abundance. The most important things that you have is not what you have, it's not what you do, it's what you know. Because the people who do know what you need to know to leave the middle class, they're in the top 1%, and they control 96% of the world's income. 97% of this world is trading time for money, and that is not the way to become rich, it's not the way to become wealthy, and it is absolutely not the way to leave the middle class. There are 7.8 billion people in the world right now, and they all want to learn how to make money and how to leave the middle class. But the way to become a master at anything is to learn all the rules and then bend them to your favor. Right now in this world, there are 2,057 billionaires. Right now. So if you think becoming a billionaire is impossible, that's 2,057 people that have already proved that impossibility incorrect. And if you think that's crazy, there are 46.8 million millionaires in the world, worldwide right now. Now think about that. 46.8 million millionaires, and that number grows 1,730 millionaires every single day. Money is everywhere. You don't need to max out your credit cards. You don't need to borrow from granddad and grandma. Just look behind me. Look at all the wealth sitting behind me in this junkyard. It's insane how much money is everywhere, and you don't need to go out there and beg, borrow, and steal to get it. You just need to know the rules of making money and how to leave the middle class. Essentially, all you need to know is the algorithm of making money, the rules of making money. All you need to know is what to do and how to do it, and you can leave the middle class. Any industry, yoga, golf, underwater basket weaving, clipping fingernails, it doesn't matter. All you have to do is know how to do it, how to get it done, and then find somebody to teach you how to do it, how to get it done, and you will be able to leave the middle class. If you're not getting my point, it's real simple. Whatever you have up here, as long as you understand the rules of leaving the middle class, as long as you understand how to get money, you can take what's up here and get wealthy from what you already have. Right now, the very thing you know up here is already being searched 1,000 times a second on Google. Someone right now, actually 1,730 people right now, are gonna become a millionaire from the stuff that you have in your head. Why can't this be you? I mean, it's 1,730 people with your ideas that are no better than you, that are gonna leave the middle class, become a millionaire. Why are you not next? So how do we do this? How do we take what you know and apply it to objective money-making secrets and then allow you to leave the middle class? How do we take you from where you are and let you escape to where you want to go? So how do we make all this money or take all this knowledge from the Warren Buffers, from the Elon Musk? How do we take everything that everyone before you has done, and how do we take all of that and then put it in your head so you can leave a legacy for your family? My name is Antonio T. Smith Jr. 32 years ago, I lived in a trash can. That's right, from 6 to 14, I had no running water, no electricity, no anything, and somehow I'm in the top 1% today. Not because I had the right background, not because I had a silver spoon in my mouth, simply because being homeless made me learn how to make money. I retired when I was 29 years old. I'm more than likely younger than you. I'm one of the top 1% income earners in one of the richest countries in the world. What I learned how to do when I was 6 years old was learn how to generate enough money to eat some cookies so I wouldn't die to death from starvation. From there, I learned how to go from cookies to a meal, from a meal to clothes to shelter to everything else that supplied my necessary needs. When I was six, I was forced to learn how to make money, and now that's what I'm going to do and help you do. I've seen amazing results. I have my own economy. I've homeschooled my own children. And I wrote a book that teaches you every single thing that I know about making money, every single thing that other people know about making money, and most importantly, all the stuff that we don't tell you. Because the truth is, and you know it like I know it, the most honest, the most hardworking, unselfish people on planet Earth live in the middle class. Yet, your honesty, your unselfishness, your devout religion going self is not enough to get to the top 1%, and that's not fair. The second half of my life has been not about how much money I make, but how I will be remembered from all the money that I have made. And I've been trying to teach everybody how to get out the middle class. I'm the crazy guy, famous on the internet for trying to create 100,000 millionaires. I've created 8 so far. I got a 9th one on the way, all the way from India. That's pretty cool. And what I want to tell you is something very simple. It's been hard. It's been absolutely hard to help people leave the middle class, not because of the people, because the system would rather keep you being someone else's money instead of you having your own economy and having the money come fine and flow to you. It was frustrating because I knew that anybody can make money. And if you knew what I knew, you would change your life. Over the last few years, I've built a large following of over 500,000 people every month that pay me to actually, for me, to give them advice. Well, that's been exciting for me. And the cool thing is, I've created thousands of six-figure earners. I've created millionaires. I've created people who can live their dreams and hold on to their legacies. And now my eyes are on you to create you to what you need to be great. I have been teaching my principles and these principles to hundreds of thousands of people around the world, every country, all continents, and anyone who has taken them seriously, written them down, and applied them have a 100% success rate of leaving the middle class. I've taught these secrets to my following and my inner network, and I've watched them go from 4 figures to 5 figures, 5 figures to 6 figures, 7 figures, all the way to 8. Everything that I've ever learned, everything I've ever learned from millionaire mentors, billionaire mentors, and everything I learned from being homeless, and everything that got me into the top 1%, I have placed inside of a book. To date, it is the longest book that I've ever written, the most best book that I've ever written, and that book is called The Richest Man in the Trash Can, and I'm offering it to you today for free. This book is going to show you how to become wealthy into the top 1% and leave the middle class. This book is going to give you a step-by-step plan if you're 30 years old, all the way to 70 years old, how to get into the top 1%. If you're a teenager, how to get to the top 1%. If you're a millennial, how to get to the top 1%. It's going to teach you how to make 6 figures immediately, teach you how to get to $1 million immediately, and all that good stuff. Plus, I'm going to give you the 36 objective laws of leaving the middle class. Plus, I'm going to give you every last one of my secrets that have made me rich. You have to understand that leaving the middle class is the most important fight that you're going to have in your life. Let me be honest with you, and you can kind of relate to this. It almost takes $450,000 a year just to be broke in America. And that's just in America. If you don't leave the middle class, which is actually an illusion, then you are going to have a really hard time. Think about it for a second. Most of you are going to be watching this are going to be baby boomers, and you've been sold a bad check. They lied to you. Your retirement was not enough for you to live comfortable, and I'm going to give you this book for free so you can figure out how to triple your retirement and then quadruple your retirement, and then, as Grant Cardone would say, 10x your retirement so you can live the life that's worthy of you. I want you to remember that leaving the middle class is the most important battle that you could ever face in your entire life, especially for your family. So consider this video, this book, your friendly tap on the shoulder. I want to send you a free copy of this book because I believe that abundance is your birthright. I believe that abundance is freedom. And I believe that this book is right for you. In fact, I believe in that so much that I will send you the book for free. All you have to do is cover the cost of shipping. I'll eat the cost. I'll take the loss. And all you have to do is get the book and dominate your reality right now and apply the principles so you can be the best person for your life that is yours. Fill out the form sitting right there to the right. Go ahead, dominate your reality. I can't wait to send you my book. I can't wait to meet you. I can't wait to have you as someone that's been on the journey with me. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can plan better. You can dominate.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions. $22 an hour. Paid training. And I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter. And that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there. And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B, all spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.